Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me on the phone this morning from Juneau is author Betsy Longenbaugh. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And we are here to talk about your book, which is called Forgotten Murders from Alaska's Capital. And the book is out fairly recently, but you have been working on this for a long time, am I right?
I have been. It sort of became a project that I thought was going to just take a little bit of time in my retirement and turned out taking a whole lot of time in my retirement. But it's been extremely pleasurable and absolutely fascinating. So I'm not regretting one minute I spent.
I know that you are no stranger to Sitka. You grew up here, right?
I did. I moved there in 1963 on the first summer they had the Alaska Marine Highway. So we came up on a very fancy ferry that I remember it had a dining room with tablecloths and waiters.
And your mother is Dee Longenbaugh, who used to have the Observatory Bookstore downtown on Catlin Street.
Yep, both in Sitka. And then she moved it over here to Juneau when our grandchildren moved to Juneau.
Tell us a little bit about how you became so interested. I haven't had a chance to read it, but I have been reading the reviews, and it's getting very high marks. But these are not bedtime stories. This is some pretty grim stuff, but you come at murder with a fairly light touch, if that's an appropriate thing to say.
I certainly try to. My focus, so professionally before retirement, I was first a newspaper reporter in Sitka and in Juneau, and then I managed nonprofits, and then I went back to graduate school and became a social worker and ended my professional life as a social worker. So both those perspectives of newspaper reporting and social work, I think, informed how I went about looking at these stories. So I look at them in the newspaper sense of this was a really interesting story. I look at it from the social work sense is how did this impact the community and how did the community react to this situation? So I tried to, in the book, focus on each story, and I tell them sequentially, starting in 1904 and ending around 1960. And how did each of those stories reflect the community in which they occurred? So they're pictures of Alaska's history as well as pictures of this particular, what I thought was an interesting story in that moment in time.
Yeah, I think that's an important point that Juneau in 1904 was kind of a rough mining town. And in telling the story of these 10 murders, you're sort of you're giving good context and giving the history of Juneau.
And in some cases, in fact, the case of the story that we're going to be telling, Ed and I are going to be telling together in Sitka, it's really the story of what was sometimes called the Second Gold Rush of Alaska, which was the explosion of salmon canneries in the late teens and early 20s of the last century. And that particular murder, the one that we're going to be discussing in Sitka, really talks about not just Juneau, but that whole southeast region and what was happening there economically.
I want to circle back. So Ed is coming with you, and I think Ed is still a very recognized voice in Sitka. Ed Schoenfeld, former Coast Alaska News Director, is your husband, and he's been sort of a support staff for this entire project.
Yes, Ed has been a cheerleader and supporter and an incredible researcher. He's done almost all of our newspaper research, which is mind-numbing because with the exception of the really early newspapers, we find somewhere, usually in court records, and then he goes to the newspapers here at the State Library and spends a whole lot of time looking for articles about that particular story over a broad range of time and page after page after page of microfilm.
All right. Well, that's his home turf because I know a lot of people think of Ed as a radio man, but he worked at the Empire for something like 20 years before he got into radio.
Absolutely. Actually, he started in radio, went to newspapers, and went back to radio. But you're right. He was the city editor at the Empire for many years. So both of us feel very comfortable around newspapers. We actually met covering the same assembly meeting many, many, many years ago.
I would like to see that in book form. I want to see romance at an assembly meeting.
It's a very unlikely venue, that's for sure.
So this murder in Chatham Strait, specifically, you're going to be presenting this on the 18th at the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society meeting at Harrigan Centennial Hall. That's 7 p.m. on the 18th. You're just going to be sort of drilling into this one murder that occurred during the Alaska's, as you say, the second gold rush, the cannery period. But on the 13th, Friday the 13th, no less, you're going to be signing the book at Sitka Public Library at 6:30 p.m., an event hosted by Old Harbor Books and the library jointly. And you're going to be reading selections from some of the other murders as well, I assume?
Actually, what I'm going to be doing at that presentation is, or that event, is a presentation on the research that I did putting this book together. So I'm going to talk about some of the tools that I used. I call it Anatomy of a Murder Story. So I'll be talking about the tools that I use, as well as some of the amazing things I uncovered using these tools, and that actually Ed helped me uncover also, both in court records. Ancestry.com was a resource for me. The Library of Congress has a digital archives. So I'm going to be sort of digging into how I came up and found some of these stories that are in the book.
Betsy, I know that between 1902 and 1960, there were far more murders than just 10. How did you decide on these 10 stories to tell?
Well, we did do an actual compilation of murders between about 1900 and 1960 here in Juneau through a number of different sources. And we came up with somewhere between 80 and 90 murders during that period of time. So you're right, this is not by any means even the majority, these 10 stories that are in the book. But each one had a resolution. It's not unusual today even to read about murders where someone isn't convicted who people think is, or someone's never arrested or found for a crime. Maybe a victim's never identified. And while those can be really interesting stories, I personally find them sort of unsatisfying. So when I was choosing the stories for the book, I was trying to choose stories where the story is complete. Maybe the end isn't very satisfactory. Maybe the murderer, for example, kills him or herself. But at least it's a complete, full story. And then, of course, I was also trying to pick those stories that told that story of the community, that sort of historical story. And it turned out to be just serendipity that the 10 stories I had, each one ends up being a really distinct image of that community. One story, for example, was about a woman who killed her husband, which was extremely unusual, and got away with it. It was determined to be in self-defense. That woman killed her husband in around 1917, if I remember correctly. She ended up living to 100 in Sitka. She murdered her first husband here in Juneau, but ended up retiring to the Pioneers Home in Sitka and living to be 100. And I recently did a book signing here in Juneau with John Straley, who knew the woman and was a friend of hers, and didn't know anything about that first husband, who, according to her recollection, had died of what she called a sudden illness. And I guess a bullet through the heart is kind of a sudden illness.
Betsy, you and Ed, you do this as a walking tour in Juneau. You have a business over there, correct?
We do it as volunteers for the City Museum, so it's a fundraiser for them. But we do walking tours both downtown, and last year we debuted a walking tour over here in Douglas, which has a fascinating history. It was a huge gold mining town. The turn of the last century was the largest gold mining company in the world. Douglas was basically Sin City to the company town of Treadwell. So there were lots of exciting stories in Douglas. So we have last summer, each month, we did one tour of each town for the City Museum. And then during the winter, again, last year and the previous year and this year, we're doing presentations on particular stories that we found as fundraisers for our church.
It's a fundraiser for your church. Okay.
That does seem a little odd, doesn't it? But I have to say, our church, the Episcopal Church downtown Juneau, also hosts a nonprofit theater organization. So we think of this as sort of true theater.
I would love to hear more about this, but we're already out of time. I wanted to cover some of the details again of your presentation. So the first one is this coming Friday the 13th of January, 6:30 p.m., Old Harbor Books and Sitka Public Library co-sponsoring, and you're going to be talking about sort of the logistics of doing this research.
And that's a free event because it's a book signing.
Free, 6:30 p.m., Friday the 13th. On the 18th at 7 p.m., you're going to be giving a presentation for the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society on the Chatham Strait murders.
Right. It's called 1920 Murder in Chatham Strait. That is going to be a tickets only. It's a limited number of tickets, and it will include a dessert. And the tickets are available through the Maritime Society, as well as I think they're going to be available at Old Harbor also.
Betsy, it's a pleasure talking to you. Are you going to do forgotten murders from other Alaska cities, or is this it for now?
I think I am. I'm working on a novel, but I'm also going to be, I think, putting together another Forgotten Murders because I've come across some amazing stories, including the dismemberment story in Sitka. So I think there's going to definitely be another book, but it'll probably be Southeast Alaska, not just the Juneau.
Well, I look forward to that interview.
All right. Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate your time.